You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. It's an 866 number. Please dial carefully, or you'll be voting for an American Idol contestant, I believe. Don't want to do that, especially if you have a question about your animal. We have Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani here to answer those questions. And you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android and BlackBerry. Go ahead and download that puppy right now. It's great to have, because if there's ever a recall, you'll know first through notifications on that app. And that's important. You don't want your animals sick because they're... And there's always a recall. It seems like there's more recalls food for pets than there is for humans.
For vehicles.
You know, I never knew that until I got involved with this with Animal Radio.
Yeah.
Most people...
All these recalls. Yeah.
People aren't aware.
Yeah. So get the app and you'll be protected. Plus, you can listen to the show whenever you want and ask your questions whenever you want. Coming up in just a few minutes, Doc Halligan, and she has the weekly once-over for you. What is that? She's going to tell us how to do a checkup on our very own animals instead of taking them to the vet, or before you take them to the vet, to do a checkup to make sure everything is okay.
To catch things early if you find a little bump or something.
Yeah, I tend to think that as an owner, at least in my case, I am really tuned in to my cats. And so I know when something's wrong before a vet would know. I mean, the vet doesn't see him as often and as frequently.
Right.
Sure, they can run the tests and everything, but if you're there, you'll know when something's wrong with your animals, and she'll tell you what to look for. Also, in just a few minutes, A.J. Fudge will be joining us. Is that her real name? A.J. Fudge?
A.J., I don't know what A.J. stands for.
A.J. Fudge.
Fudge,
as in my favorite...
Chocolate? Yeah.
Chocolate or fudgesicle. I love fudgesicles.
That's a cool last name.
It is.
Fudge.
But she's not going to be talking about chocolate. She's going to be talking about estate planning. What you need to do for animals like birds that live a long time, or even cats or dogs when you're gone. You never know. Anything can happen any day. Your cats live a very short lifetime. Dogs live a very short lifetime, but so could you. And you want to make sure that they're prepared to extend their life beyond yours, that they're taken care of if need be. And she'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. And what are you working on, Miss Lori Brooks and Parker and Gordy?
And Lucy. Who is snoring quietly over there. I've got for you a list of the most pet-friendly companies that you would love to work for if you're an animal lover. Fortune magazine put it together. It's pretty comprehensive, so we'll share it with you.
You know, I think that companies that have pets working there, not working there, but they're at the office, I think the workers are more productive. I know that sounds silly, but I think they are.
And yeah, they're happier.
Calmer.
And yeah, exactly.
We're all very calm around here, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got all these animals all over. How can you not be?
Hopefully you can take your animals to where you work. But we'll have that list with Lori Brooks just around the corner with news. But first, let's go to your calls. Well, hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you today?
Yeah, I'm in South Lake Tahoe.
Okay, hold on for 1 second here. Can you come back in? Dr. Debbie just went to get a drink of water. Okay, there you go. She needed to hydrate here. There.
It's actually Diet Coke, and that's my vice.
How can we help you?
Mine's Diet Pepsi.
Oh, Diet Pepsi is your vice?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just I had talked to my vet. We have a puppy, an Australian Shepherd, and I just wondered what you recommend age-wise to get him neutered.
Okay.
I was told 5 to 6 months. But I wondered if there's things that, you know, should his testicles have dropped by then? You know, he still doesn't lift his leg pin. He's more like a squat still.
Okay. In general, I'd say that my veterinary recommendation is about 6 months for the castration surgery. That's before we start to see the bad behaviors, marking around the house, a little bit pushy dominance or aggressive behaviors. In our community, you know, we have one of those laws that says that you have to neuter your dog and cat by 4 months of age. And I don't dispute the law, but I would say my preference is 6 months. And for some things like, you know, testicles, yes, they ought to be dropped by 6 months. But actually, those little suckers should be falling on those puppy visits. So usually on the 3 month, the 4 month visits, if those testicles aren't there, then I maybe get a little concerned. But by 6 months, they should be in their normal position. If they're not, that might be a condition called cryptorchidism, where the testicle doesn't drop normally. Not that we would wait necessarily longer, just means we have a little abnormality to deal with. But as far as neutering-wise, you said he's 5 months right now?
He's 6 months.
Oh, he's 6 months. So, yeah, I think he's old enough to sign up. And if he's not lifting his leg, I don't know that waiting longer may necessarily help him. It's not necessarily a hormone-driven behavior. A lot of times it's learned from other dogs around him. So might help to take him to the dog park and let him watch some of the big boys, and you know, he might pick up that behavior. Otherwise, it might just be a little bit more time, and he'll find it.
You know, sometimes I sit down too.
Too much information.
So, what you said earlier, it is better to do it before he shows signs of aggressive behavior.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh. And I found some people that actually wait because they're waiting to see those signs. And actually, behaviorally, we can avoid so many more problems if we don't allow that to actually happen in the first place. So, yeah, I would endorse the old snip snip for your friend.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thanks, Lynn.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team now.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N-Pets.com.